I want to get to the point of why it is that my attorney called your radio station. Okay, why were these magazines sold at LAX newsstand if they don't want you to read them on an airplane? They had a copy of Swang. They had a copy of We, Playboy, Club, High Society, Jugs, Penthouse, Easy Rider, and Jugs. Why don't they want you to read it on an airplane?
What is your complaint, Mr. Norton? Because they sell these in a newsstand at the LA International Airport, that you ought to be allowed to read it on the aircraft?
I see no reason why they're selling them unless they allow you to read them on aircraft. Yes, sir. They're selling for people to read on aircraft. That's number one. Number two, I do believe, and I told the woman that it was a tasteful spread of the model. It was a really good fold out, which is very tasteful. It had a barmaid with two black eyes. Next thing I know, I got this person next to me is telling me I can't exercise my constitutional rights. And what's that about? And they, went and got the flight attendant. I mean, the airport sells it, therefore I'm reading it, and it's my constitutional right, and the people in the airplane are telling me that I can't read it, and they're telling me that I can't read Swang. I mean, we are saying, and my attorney is saying, and I'm saying, that I have the constitutional right. If they're selling it in the airport, stewardess takes it away, and that's what, when the problem started.
Because you went into the overhead bin and got a blanket, is that right?
I went in the overhead bin and I got a blanket, right.
And then what?
Then nothing.
Well, sir, that's not what they're saying, okay? The airline is saying that you went...
I know what the airline's saying, okay? And that's none of their business.
Well, hold on for a minute. You went into the overhead bin, you got a blanket, you sat down, you put the blanket over your lap, and then what?
I have a constitutional right.
You have a constitutional right to what? To play with yourself in an airplane?
That was not going to happen. But the stewardess was very hot looking, and I did not have Swang, so...
Well, you didn't have Swang, I mean Swank, or whatever this magazine is, so what are you doing? You're sitting in the airplane with the thing over your lap?
I want to go back to my original point, Mr. Henry.
No, I will go back to your original point. I promise you that I will, sir. But were you sitting there with the you had just gotten done reading your Swank. The stewardess takes it, or the flight attendant takes it away. By the way, the term is flight attendant, not stewardess. She takes it away from you, and now you got a blanket laying over your lap? Sir, isn't that right?
That was my private time. That's all.
That was your private time?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, here's the problem that I see it, if I may be able to... your point is what then, sir?
My point's really simple. Why are they selling it in an airport? Why are they selling it in an airport if they don't want me to read Swang?
And I don't know that they don't want you to read Swang.
And why are they taking it away from me if they won't allow me to read Swang? Okay, and why are they selling it in an airport if I can't read Swang? That's the whole point of what I'm saying. That's what my lawyer said. And I think I was unconstitutionally removed from that plane.
All right, the point you're making is good. Why would they sell magazines like that in an airport if they didn't want people to read them in the aircraft itself? I think the problem you got is not only was the lady offended, you're reading this, you got a fold-out from Swank magazine, man, with a woman and her son. How old was the boy?
The son of the lady?
The son of the lady.
She was probably about 13.
Oh, great. So now it's a 13-year-old boy sitting there.
I don't know what's so funny, sir. I was taken off of an aircraft.
Well, all right, so there's a 13-year-old boy and the woman, and you're... Hold on for a minute, man. Hold on. The guy's in an airplane with a copy of Swank. Just checking that out. He's got a woman and a kid next to him. So the flight attendant took his magazine away from him and his point, and it's not a bad point. If they don't want you reading it on the airplane... Why are they selling it in the airport? Good point. Phil Henry Show, it's 1-800-449. The gentleman's name is Chris Norton. I got a feeling there's some legal action that's going to develop from this because he was removed from the aircraft. The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Chris, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take some phone calls from some people. Some of them may be flight attendants. I don't know. with regard to this, generally we do that. We take phone calls on our show, okay?
I understand it, Mr. Henry. I've heard your program, but I just wanted to get my side out, you know, about what happened on the air, on the airliner, because I think it is a civil liberties issue, and I think that too many times we have people, you know, sticking their nose in other people's business, when in fact it's their, my business, you know, what I was reading. I was not forcing nobody to read it.
And yeah, well, that's true, but you've got a fold-out from Swank magazine, right? And what was the fold-out?
From Swank.
Okay, but what was the picture of?
It was a picture. It was a very, very tastefully done. I mean, you have to understand, one of the reasons is that I'm getting into the adult industry. And
okay, no, I know that you're reading this for professional reasons, but what was the fold? What was the picture of?
It was part of something called a beaver hunt. This is done in very highest quality. I don't know what.
What do you mean the beaver hunt, man? What are you looking at in an airplane?
It was a fold out and showed a woman who's dressed as a barmaid and two black guys. One black guy.
Okay, I don't need to know the specifics. I just wanted to know what you're looking at, okay? And this is stuff you're reading as you're on your way to an adult industry seminar in Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to take some phone calls here, and you'll be talking to some people about this, all right?
Well, I would like to say if there's any attorneys who are listening, who are interested in backing me up on this, why LA International?
No, it's not going to be that kind of thing. We're just going to take some phone calls. Hold on. Here is Lawrenceville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
But my point is, why is LA International selling these magazines?
I understand that. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
I'm a flight attendant. I was just wondering, I don't understand how he thinks that it's his right to put pornography in front of a child. Pornography is not legal for children.
I'm not putting it in front of him. I was sitting in my own seat.
He can see it. And
well, you know what? Maybe that's his mother's. Maybe his mother should pay more attention to him. Because I bought a magazine legally, and the magazine sold at L.A. International Airport. Okay.
I understand that point.
Okay,
and if you were on the airplane and nobody was sitting around you, I don't think many people would have a problem with it if that's the kind of stuff you choose to read.
I asked
However,
if she wanted to switch.
If you're a child on an airplane, that mother paid for that ticket just as well.
That's fine.
And
she paid for the ticket.
Right
I paid for my ticket.
Her son exposed to that type of
pornography. Great, she can switch seats with him.
It doesn't sound tasteful at all.
She can switch seats with him.
Excuse me?
She could switch seats with him then. He didn't have to sit there. She's so.
You should have switched seats if that was your choice. I don't think she.
Well, where am I going to sit? What do you mean I'm going to switch seats with who?
Seat, where would he have sat?
Where am I? Where?
I understand. You said she could switch seats, then you could have switched seats.
I mean, she could have moved him to the aisle, and she could have moved to the inside seat, is what I'm saying.
It's like he couldn't see it across an aisle. We all know how big airplanes are.
Well, I mean, you know.
You don't sound like a very intelligent person to think that this
It sounds to me like she's, you know, got some perversion problem if she's checking it out.
Perversion problems. You're sitting with a blanket on your lap and you're reading a magazine called Swank. I mean,
it's very well known in the entertainment industry. It's very well known in the adult industry, okay?
Okay,
and number two, I bought the magazine. She didn't buy the magazine. And at one point, she's looking over.
And we don't take people off airplanes for just reading a magazine. There had to have been more to it. Perhaps you don't want to say it. But apparently, you had a blanket over your lap.
The flight attendant who took
off airplanes for causing problems. And apparently, you must have caused a problem. I don't think the airline just took you off the plane because you were reading a magazine.
Can I say something now, or are you done?
Go ahead.
First of all, what kind of a pervert is she that she's leaning over, checking out the Swank that I'm reading and everything like that? That's number one.
Sir, I've got children of my own. I wouldn't be checking it out, but I would notice if somebody was reading something that's disgusting and had a pullout.
Yeah.
Opened up. And
she's like leaning over and checking it out and everything. And then number two.
The girl's going to check it out if it's there in front of him.
Number two. She, the stewardess that took the magazine away from me, was very, very hot looking.
That right there. I mean, who cares what she looked like? Nobody cares what she looked like. That's not the point.
The reason why I took the blanket out of the overhead bin, though.
I think you're the pervert here. I mean,
no, I'm not a pervert. I mean, that's my constitutional right, and that's my private time.
Yeah, but you can't read.
What do you mean your private time?
That's just what I said.
So you're sitting there with a blanket over your lap, and that's your private time?
That's correct.
It's not your private time, sir. You're on a public airplane. It's everybody's time.
Well,
There's
what
no
business is it of yours?
Go in the bathroom.
What business is it? What business is it of yours?
business isn't mine. I'm working here. I don't need to be exposed to somebody who's playing with himself under a blanket.
I had a blanket across. I had a blanket across my lap.
That doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter? I don't understand.
You're in a public transport, sir. You've got a little boy sitting next to you, for God's sake, and a mother. And you've got, what do you got, the blanket across your lap?
Because the flight attendant had not, had a nice pair. I don't know. She just looked nice. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. And, I'm not even saying that they shouldn't take me off the plane if they're going to get upset about that. But they could not take the swag away from me.
Well, I'm sure they would have given it back to you had you, you know, cooperated. At the end of the flight, you could have had your magazine back.
No, wrong. Because if I'm not allowed to read it on an aircraft, they should not sell it in an airport. And that's
not
my whole...
Not allowed to read it on an aircraft. It's that the point, you're sitting next to a 13-year-old child and you're pulling out the layout. Maybe you could have read it discreetly and not
very
pull
tastefully
out the whole,
done.
You know, pull
it
out
was,
section or whatever the heck it was.
Well, I'm telling you, it was part three of a feature they call Beaver Hunt.
Okay,
and
I don't need to know that either, but whatever
well, no,
it
was very tastefully done. Well,
and it
very
doesn't sound like you were being very discreet about it. Perhaps
well, I mean, I think...
No,
okay, I got to take a break. Thank you. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8666. You admit that you were masturbating on the plane, sir. Isn't that correct?
I'm just saying that was my private time. I had a blanket over my lap.
All right, and in addition to that, all of this was started by a woman who complained to the flight attendant you were reading an adult magazine, right?
That's right, and that's all I was doing. I had interesting articles in it. I was looking at some of the lubricant ads, and I did check out the Beaver Hunt. But that's only because that's my avocation, which eventually is to be in the adult film business, and that's why I'm reading swag.
All right, so you want to be in the adult film business. You're looking at a fold-out of a woman with a couple of guys, and they're going at it, and there's a 13-year-old boy sitting next to you, right?
Hey, like I said to the other caller, if that woman was offended or upset by that, she could have changed seats. That way, she could have gotten a better look at it. Because, she's leaning across the kid going, hey, you know, let me check it out.
She's leaning across the kid probably trying to see what it is that you've got there so that she knows before she reacts. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jane from San Diego.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm very, very upset with this guy. I'm sure, you know, he got a mental problem. And what I think...
I don't have no mental problem. The
yes, of course
got,
you have.
The only person that has a mental problem is the
you
woman who's leaning over a kid.
You are disgraced in this country.
Looking over... Whatever.
I'm sure you are. I have no doubts. I'm not going to ask you a question.
Well, okay,
I'm
lady,
not going
to
tell...
You don't sound like Sigmund Freud to me.
Well,
I don't know who you are, okay?
I'm not going to...
You know, what do you do for
you're
a living?
Crazy,
I
because
know
I'm sure
about,
you are.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I am a flight attendant.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
right.
I am,
yeah.
Honey.
How convenient.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you happen
I am.
To be. Well, let me tell you how it is, okay? I buy a magazine, and they sell it at L.A. International Airport. I have the right to read it, okay?
Yes.
So you may think I'm crazy, but
yes,
in America, we have the freedom to read what we want, not like in Russia where you're from or
you
wherever.
You have the freedom to always play with your stuff in front of a child, you
Well,
perfect.
Whatever. Hey, I'm not from the third world like you, okay? In this
no,
country,
you, are.
You know,
you are
in this country, we have running water, we have heating, heated
what,
houses,
honey?
And, you know, that's where that's at, okay?
You know what? Many people come from the third world and can make to this country.
Come from the what?
Come from anywhere. Oh, you crazy. We're talking about you, that you have a mental problem.
Oh, I see. They come from the
You're
turd
not talking
world.
About me.
Yeah, I know you come from the turd world.
Yeah?
World
so?
Of turd, you know.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
Yes.
I do enjoy your show. Mr. Norton, I think that you're a pervert and you have a problem. And in the
What are your qualifications?
I'm just a decent person. And if you were decent, then you would have known that you
I didn't do anything other than read a magazine.
You could have gone to the bathroom and looked
at
the magazine.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to sit in a bathroom and read my magazine? Do you see a lot of guys going back there with the Wall Street Journal? I don't think so. I
had
every right in the world.
Next to you.
What?
You had a child sitting next to you, and you had a blanket in your lap, and that sends the wrong message.
It sends the wrong message? What,
yes,
and I'm not supposed to have a blanket?
What were you doing underneath the blanket?
All right, Miami, thanks. Here is Cumming on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing? My point is that, you know, it doesn't matter if you bought the magazine at a 7-Eleven or at the airport or if he printed the magazine himself. What's he doing reading the magazine next to a 13-year-old kid on an airplane? That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Private time is not in a public place. But one of these days you might read it. And when you do, I'll tell you all about that. I have the freedom to read what I want to, okay? And if that woman didn't like it, then she could have had that kid move.
Come on, man. Get realistic.
They had two seats. She could have moved next to me.
This has nothing to do with the Constitution. This has to do with the fact that you got in a public place with a magazine.
Why are they selling the airport? Why are they selling the airport?
Okay, hold on for a minute. The fact is, he said that they hope. Shut up. They're selling it in the airport. So your point is, Mr. Norton, that if they're selling it in the airport, they have a reasonable expectation that people are going to read it on the airplane? Now let me take you off a hold. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. If they sell in the airport, then they are expecting that people are going to read it on the airplane. Exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Anaheim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, listen. Where is he?
Turn your radio down, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Your radio's turned up.
Oh, Jesus. Is this a little lady? Is she coming back?
Yeah, she's coming back.
Hello.
Now. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Did he go off?
Which guy? The guy that my guest?
That plays
Chris, you
with
there?
Himself or shows himself off? Or what is he doing?
What are you all about? You know, I'm practicing my constitutional rights. What are you all about?
Constitutional rights?
Yeah, I got my rights.
Why did you find yourself a woman? That's what you need.
I'm on an airplane, okay?
I was on my way to
the adult industry seminar in Chicago, Illinois, and I bought a copy of Swang magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm reading it like I'm minding my own business reading it, and here comes this woman sticking her nose into my rights as a human, as an American. That's all I'm saying.
What was she sticking her nose into your business for?
I don't know. You tell me.
How do I know? I wasn't on the plane with you. You must know what you were doing.
Well, don't you know what you're listening to on the radio?
Well, you must have been doing something wrong.
What? I didn't do nothing. This woman is getting all upset at me.
You had to, what'd you do, have a blanket over yourself? There must have been something going on.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, what do you think? Why don't you give me the benefit of the doubt instead of believing people you don't even know?
No, because you men do those things.
Oh, how do you know about it?
Because you hear it all the time, for God's sake.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. Maybe you've seen it.
You ought to take yourself a woman instead of playing with yourself.
Maybe you've seen it.
What?
I bet you, well, maybe you say you hear it all the time. You sure you haven't heard it? Maybe you've been seeing it.
You're crazy. You know, I know you were crazy. I was listening to you, but now I know you said that to me.
I was reading a copy
crazy.
Of Swang.
There's something wrong with you.
No, I was reading a copy of Swang
magazine.
You ought
to get a woman for yourself instead of playing with yourself.
No, I was reading a copy of Swang magazine, and they had a section called the Beaver Hunt. Oh, she hung up. Well, whatever.
Okay, well, that lady is, her name is Ruth, and she calls quite a bit.
Whatever, man. I mean, I can't talk to somebody with, you know, like, their brains are dried up or whatever. But I'll tell you right now, I had a constitutional right.
Okay, I'm hearing all about your constitutional rights, and you're not saying anything to me about the kid that was sitting next to you.
I told you, the woman could have changed seats with him.
You got a fold out there, right?
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of the ads and I'm looking at the magazine. But nobody's saying anything to me about the point I'm making, and that is they sell it in the airport.
Well, maybe they sell it in the airport for you to keep it in the plastic until you get to your destination.
No, I don't think so, man. They sell that on the newsstand in the airport because they expect you to read it on the airplane.
All right, here is Petaluma on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is, and sir, what is your name?
I don't know. Sir? What's your name?
My name is
Chris, okay?
Yeah, okay, Chris. I think the point that we're trying to make here is that I'm an attorney here, okay? So first of all, I know a little bit about what I'm talking about.
So you say.
I'm sorry, what?
So you claim.
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of pull for you here a little bit, and then it's like you come back to me this week.
I don't know whether you're a lawyer, man. You know, you can claim to be anything, okay? Just say what you got to say. I'm not impressed. I got
right.
a lawyer, okay?
All right,
you
all
asked for lawyers to call. You asked for lawyers to call.
I asked for any attorney who'd be interested in a First Amendment case. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Chris, have you ever heard this thing about the freedom to extend your arm ends at the next person's face?
Oh,
have you ever heard that?
That sounds like a lawyer talking.
Do you understand what that concept is?
Yeah, but I don't think you're a lawyer. No lawyer would say that, man.
Well, whatever. Do you know what the man's saying? In other words, swinging your fist, the right ends at where my nose begins. Meaning,
I wasn't shoving the kid's face into it. His mother was the one that stuck her nose into it. She's going, "Oh, what are you looking at, man?" And I got Beaver Hunt out. Okay, I said, "Well, it's Beaver Hunt."
But you hear? Listen to me. You know, it's like when I talked to the screener. The thing I said to him is, if you were my client, the thing that I would tell you to do right now is shut your big yapper. And do you know why?
What?
I could not dig you into a hole any better if I had a friggin' shovel.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. What law did I break, man?
Well, listen.
Come on. What law did I break?
You're talking about it's got this tasteful spread.
Okay. So in other words, you're not really a lawyer, right, sir? Anyway, thanks for your call. Here is Kula on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Is this on? Am I online?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling from Cool Hawaii. I'm just cracking up because I used to check in magazines for a store, and Twank is not tasteful whatsoever.
Excuse me.
You
cracked Twang.
You are totally out of your
lady.
Mind.
No, wait a second. Twang magazine is one of the most tasteful.
Can I finish here?
Yeah, okay, but I mean, I just want to say Twang is very tasteful.
Well, can I finish here?
The monthly beaver hunt they have is one of the most tasteful.
Can I finish here, please?
Go ahead.
There's nothing tastefully about... I mean, Playboy, yes, but Swank, give me a break in the private time, please. You
Wait
are totally out of it. I mean,
no.
It's good that you're in this kind of industry, but heaven forbid we should want you to any Walt Disney kind of type film production or whatever, because you know
what?
What
are you talking about, lady?
I think you lost it, buddy. You really
Swank,
lost it. Give me a break.
Have you read High Society?
I said, I've checked magazines, and I've kind of browsed through them, but...
Okay. You know, I'm talking about the cream of the crop, some of the best magazines that are going, High Society, Jugs, Club, they're top notch.
Hey, to you, whatever you want, that's fine, you know, I'm just saying, but have a little class, you know, and you could share private time, I understand that, but do it in your own place, private time, your own house or your wherever you want to go, but on a public aircraft.
Well, the flight attendant was really hot looking, is all I'm trying to say.
And then the stewardess, what is that going to do with the price of eggs? Who cares what she looks like? I mean, you're cracking me up.
What do you mean I'm cracking you up?
So...
No, ma'am, I'm saying that she took it away and she was very nice looking, so that's when I got the blanket down. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I am too.
You checked out the flight attendant and you saw the flight attendant and you got the blanket down?
Yeah, because I knew that I needed some private time. I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't know what's wrong with that.
Wake up!
Nobody could see. The blanket was over my lap. I had been reading Swang, minding my own business. Kid sticks his nose in. He's pitching a tent. His mom's coming over.
What do you mean he's pitching a tent?
Well, the kid's looking at it, too. Now his mom's looking at it. Next thing I know, I got the flight attendant in my face.
You could have done it discreetly. You could have put it within the magazine and just done it discreetly.
Right, you could have.
That's what they're there for.
If you had the window seat, you could have leaned against the window and sort of faced the mother and the son and read it that way so all they're looking at, well, I guess...
Yeah, they're looking at the back of the magazine.
Okay, well, like the lady said, put it in another magazine.
Well, I got to go through all of that, man, in the United States of America, where it's my right to read whatever I want to read. Bull crap, man. That ain't going to happen. I want to read Swang, and they have some very top-notch lubricant ads. They have ads for, you know, adult products and everything. And a really good fold-out spread, too. A white chick with two black guys. And
I don't need to know, man. You know, I don't care.
You check magazines in, right, lady, at the convenience store that you worked at?
I used to.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Top-notch, grade A. Where are you calling from? Hawaii?
Yeah.
They got some cool, you know, tropical stuff going on over there, man.
Yeah, but that's this or that. I'm just talking about, you know, I'm not getting down. You would read what you want to read. You're right. That's your
cool.
constitutional
cool.
right, like you've been saying for the past half hour or whatever. But,
cool.
you know, just do it discreetly. That's all you got to do. It'll take less than, you know, 30 seconds to get another magazine, to put the other magazine within that magazine. And then all this would have been avoided. I mean, it's no big deal. Just a little consideration. That's all. See, when there's a child involved.
That's bogus.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-4... That's bogus. 1-800-449-8686. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We bring on people to discuss some of life's more vibrant issues. Chris Norton is on the line with us from Redondo Beach, California. He was thrown off of a airliner earlier this month because he was reading a copy of Swank magazine with the fold-out completely extended while a mother and her 13-year-old son were sharing the row with him. He feels it was his constitutional right. When the magazine was removed from him, he said the flight attendant who removed the magazine from him was so hot that he got a blanket down from the overhead bin, placed it over his lap, and had, quote, private time, end of quote. That about it, Mr. Norton?
Yeah, that's couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, great. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, it's me?
Yes, ma'am, it's you.
Well, the reason why he was thrown off the plane when he got to Chicago was because he was masturbating. Even though he had a blanket over him,
right?
You could see him moving, and it's not. You're never allowed to masturbate in public.
Were you there?
No.
Well, then how do you know you could see me moving?
Well, when anybody masturbates, they move.
Hello? Hello?
I think that you should have been ashamed to do that.
Well, wait a second. When anybody masturbates, they move.
Well, they don't keep their hands still, I'm sure, because it's disgusting.
Well, I put the magazine over my hand.
Yes. Well, it was a very disgusting thing to even for yourself to do a thing like that.
Well, wait a second, ma'am. I've got a constitutional right.
No, you don't. Not in public. Not in a plane.
The Constitution of the United States protects me.
No, you're not allowed. It's a wonder they didn't open the window and throw you out.
You're kidding.
That's what they should have done.
That would have been murder.
Yeah, well, that would have been the best thing for you because you're looking for trouble with other people.
No, ma'am. I'm trying to practice my...
No, you don't do masturbation on a plane. Even with a blanket covering you, I think it was absolutely the most disgusting thing.
Well,
you could have waited till you got into some toilet or go home, but you didn't have to do that. And you're a disgrace to California, to the country.
Well, I was just trying to...
You were just trying to be a pig, that's all.
I didn't mean to hurt nobody.
What do you think that kid was wondering what... We try to show children the best thing, not to show them masturbation.
The kid wanted to see the magazine.
No, he didn't. They got nervous when they saw what you were doing. They didn't care about the magazine. It wasn't very nice, but you could have turned it around. But it wasn't very nice for you to do that.
Well, I was
and
all...
And it was very disgusting. And if I were you, I would see a psychiatrist or somebody because you're going the wrong way.
Wait a second. You think I'm nuts?
Yes, positively.
You're kidding.
No, you're just a pervert.
I'm nuts.
Yes, you're disgusting. I don't know what... I never heard of anything so disgusting as that. Trying to masturbate or doing that in front of a small kid.
No, I had a blanket over me.
Yeah, but the kid could see that. I'm surprised you put a blanket on. You didn't care what you're doing. I'm surprised you put a blanket on. You should have just done it without the blanket.
Well, actually, I didn't use a blanket exactly. I had a hat.
Well, that's worse.
It was a baseball hat.
Oh my God! What a disgusting thing!
Well, what's wrong with that?
You should have been immediately taken off the plane. They should have gone down and threw you out.
Well, what's wrong with that? It was a strike. It was actually
disgusting. It's not normal.
Not normal?
No.
Well, it was a straw hat.
It doesn't matter what kind of a hat. You have no right to do it in front of a child.
Well,
and
everybody
in public.
Does. Everybody
you
does.
You don't
it.
Do those things in public. And I'm very...
No.
They should have opened the window and thrown you out.
It wasn't in public because I had the straw hat over
no,
me.
No, it was in public. People were sitting on the plane and people were sitting next to you.
Well, you know that everybody does it.
No.
Even
not in public.
Well, okay, in private they do.
No, you weren't in private. You were sitting next to a little boy and a woman. And I don't know how you could even attempt to do anything like that. To me,
I'm very relaxed. I'm very relaxed.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You shouldn't have. Even to go on television, on radio, and talk about it is most disgusting.
That's
all I've got to say
I'm very relaxed. I'm a very relaxed person.
That's all I've got to say to you because you're a very low-down person.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry if I offended you.
Punishment. Take the punishment and I don't know.
Well, all I wanted to do is sue the woman and the boy for looking at me.
Just because you saw somebody on the plane, a worker there, you went ahead and your stuff got hot and bothered. How disgusting.
Well, there was a flight attendant. She was very hot.
Yeah,
looking.
Well, you should have.
She had nice. She had a nice pair.
You keep yourself till you get home.
She had a nice pair. What do you want me to do?
Well, anyway, I can't even talk to you anymore.
Well, I'm suing
I can't even talk to you anymore.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Hello? I just got back from the bathroom. What happened? Oh, she hung up and he hung up? How about them apples? So what happened? Did he sue? You got that copy of Swank? I left it in the can. Could you go get it, Mike? Thanks.